as well as W234BI, Coco Rock. You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. Fighting, a mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
It's 34:29, and it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables,
he was spending time in the presence of God. Oh, glory to God. And he came down with the two tablets, and what happened? Now, this is a wonderful thing about it, because we don't quite understand that the glory will sustain you. He's not up there eating. He's not up there drinking. Come on. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he spent 40 days, and then he had to turn around and go back up there, because guess what? The tablets got broken because the children of Israel began to clown while he was up there. So he's not eating and he's not drinking. What am I saying? I'm saying that the glory of God sustains you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You get lost in time. Why do you think Moses was 120 years old and said, I have a personal eyesight? I still have the same strength that I had when I was young. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Okay, all right. I hope y'all keeping up with me. I hope y'all keep it up with me, because let me show you something. You sit in the glory of God long enough, you'll start looking like you're 35. Let me show you something. I've seen some folks, oh glory to God, that I went to school with, and they look like they, okay, all right. I'm in my 60s, but I see some classmates and they look like they're in their 80s. All right, okay, somebody. We're glory to God. All right. They ain't being sustained. All right. We're glory. What happened, Lord? Let's not matter. What happened?
And when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone while he had talked with God.
Look at this. He's hanging out with God, and he's just getting the residue. Come on. Jesus. My God, of God's glory. And all of a sudden, he's shining. Come on, what is he doing? He's reflecting the light of God. Glory to God. Because the Bible says God is light. What is his glory? Come on. It's his radiance. It's his splendor. It's his majesty. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God is light. Come on. See, when God would manifest himself in the Old Testament, come on, he would manifest himself as a cloud. Oh, glory to God with a light, a lit up cloud. Radiance. So he's hanging out with God. As a matter of fact, Mount Sinai, the presence of God, the glory of God, had been come down and just sat on top of the mountain. And here's Moses up there hanging out with God. See, because, let me make a long story short. How many know when you hang out with God, you'll start looking like God? Here he is. He's looking like God. God is light. Come on. He come down looking like light. Okay, all right. Are we helping y'all over there?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Read, boy.
They were afraid to come near him.
Why are we afraid of supernatural things? Why are we afraid of supernatural? You know what? You don't know if a church believes in supernatural things, because they'll preach on it. If they're not believing in it, they ain't going to hardly preach on it. They're going to tell nice stories and stuff like that. Thank God you can get saved and get to heaven, but you'll get to heaven and find out you missed out on a whole lot. Glory to God. Okay, read that.
And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him.
Moses had to call them back, because they were acting like a whole lot of the saints are today. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They run from the supernatural. So he had to call them. Y'all come on back. Where you going? Come on back. Because they saw a man who was lit up. Come on. They saw a man who was shining. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, reflecting the light of God. Come on. What?
Jesus.
Moses didn't know it was lit up. Read.
And Moses called them back to return unto him, and Moses talked with them. Afterwards, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them the commandments, all that the Lord had spoken with him at Mount Sinai. And so Moses had done speaking with them.
Look at signs and wonders accompanying the word. Are y'all seeing that? The word, and then signs and wonders accompanying the word. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read.
And Moses, when he had done speaking with them, until he was done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with the Lord, he took the veil off.
So Moses would have to cover himself up. Come on, because the people were afraid of him.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting this? Y'all awful quiet, so I'm just trying to find out if y'all getting it now. Oh, glory to God. All right. I tell you what. Oh, glory to God. And so here we are. Go back to Matthews. Go back to the book of Matthews. Somebody say, Lord, okay. So we see Jesus begin to light up. He begin to shine. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. See that? Okay. I remember when Jesus went to the temple, and the Bible says what was going on. They was in there merchandising. They were in there buying and selling. What was no prayer going on? There was no prayer going on. And Jesus come and Jesus, because let me show you something. I believe that Jesus went to the temple and he was expecting to see one thing. Well, I won't say he was expecting to see one thing. He didn't see light, but he saw darkness. Because we are supposed to be reflectors, the light of the world, reflecting the light of God. And then we get to God's house and we should be seeing what? Somebody say darkness.
Darkness, yeah.
Glory to God. Okay, all right. All right. So he takes a whip and he begins to whip the merchandisers and the, all these folks out of the house. See, because we're not supposed to make God's house a place of merchandise. Come on, somebody. Come on, all glory to God. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting it? When Jesus showed up at the temple, this, I was just writing it the way I was hearing it, they weren't reflecting the light of God's glory. Because the light is a manifestation of God's glory. They were reflecting darkness. No prayer life. Jesus said something. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. A lot of you are thinking about this building here. But point to yourself. Point to yourself. What kind of prayer life you got? That when I see you, oh glory to God, or when somebody else see you and God open up their eyes, they're seeing the light upon you. What kind of prayer life you got? He said, my house shall be called the house. And who's housing God on the inside of them? Who's housing the Lord? Oh glory to God. Well, what kind of prayer life we got? Because let me show you something. Isaiah 60 says, oh glory to God, arise and shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen up on you. Come on. Because let me show you something. We're born again. Come on. We have the Lord on the inside of us. But God just don't want to stay bottled up on the inside of us. Come on. But he want to come out and out on the. He want to be in us and upon us also. He wants to shine through you and upon you. Are y'all getting this? Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me show you something. When God's light is upon you, it makes you attractive. Folks will do stuff for you that they wouldn't normally do. I heard one of the testimonies and the man of God said, I got a house and they gave me money. I even got a job. They gave me a house and money. Come on. Why? Because the glory makes you attractive. Some stuff we think that's not supposed to be happening, you know, because, you know, yes, he's in the midst of a trial. And you say, well, you know, why is that happening? Because a lot of us think that because someone's in a trial, they necessarily have to do something bad. That's not always the case. But can I show you something? The children of Israel were clowning in the wilderness. They were climbing in the wilderness, but guess what? They were up under the glory cloud. So the Bible says that their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. See, when you get up under the glory, and when the glory is upon you, come on somebody. My God, that some don't wear out. Come on. I don't know if y'all read this. Maybe I just need to preach this to myself. Y'all getting this?
Yes.
Is this good or what?
Yes.
Because we have been telling the people of God, we've been singing songs, power, power, Lord, power, power, Lord, power, power, Lord. I'm wondering when you're going to wake up. Power, Lord, power, power, Lord. Wait, that's enough. We've been focusing on the power. Go to the book of Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. We've been focusing on the power, getting God's people to focus on the power. Oh, glory to God. How many know God's presence changes hearts? Oh, glory to God. His glory. My God. His glory. I almost want to take you over to the book of Isaiah, where the Bible says they shall be righteous because of his glory. Come on. God helps you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, glory to God. What did I say? Habakkuk chapter 3? Read, daughter. I don't know where. Somewhere in here, but read.
I'm getting there because I was right.
Okay, start at verse 3. Chapter
3, verse 1.
Start at verse 3.
Oh, sorry, verse 3. Okay. God came from Teman. And the Holy One.
Came from the south. Come on. And the Holy One what?
And the Holy One from Mount Paran.
Paran means beautification, beautifying. Oh, glory to God. See, God want to beautify you. Come on, because let me show you something. When God light is upon you, when His glory, His radiance, His splendor, His majesty is upon you, you look good. Come on. You look attractive. The world is looking at you, and the world is saying something about them. They can't figure it out. Why? Because they can't see what's on you. Oh, glory to God. But they're like, something is different about them, and they want to do something for you. Why? Because the glory is resting upon you. Okay. Getting the glory lesson today. Tell somebody you're getting the glory lesson today. Just mix in with the prayer. Read that.
Selah, His glory.
Pause and think on that. Selah. Read.
His glory covered the heavens. And the earth was full of His praise. And His brightness was as the light.
Come on, His brightness, His radiance. Come on, it was as the light. Read.
He had horns coming out of His head.
Okay, go to the Amplified version. Go to the Amplified version. Horns are symbolic of power, but I want to read it to the in the Amplified version, that verse of scripture right there. Oh, glory to God. But the whole point I want to make is that, guess what? You're seeing His presence and His glory. And you're seeing His presence.
It says, God.
Read it out.
His brightness is like the sunlight. He has bright rays flashing from His hand.
Speaking about His glory. See, because let me show you something. When you hanging out in His glory, why shouldn't you be lit up? Read. You are the light of the world, baby. I'm just saying, read.
And there, in sun-like splendor, is the hiding place of His power.
There is the hiding of His power. His power is hid in the glory. You get the glory, you get the power. Glory to God. Sometimes we're so focused on we're not even trying to get to know God. Oh, glory to God. Hang out with God. Come on. Get what's on God. Glory to God. Let what's on God be rubbed off on you. Come on. When Jesus was with Peter, and they were hanging Peter, who was there? They was hiding beside the fire. And they said, you act just like Jesus. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You acting just like Him. We recognize you because you've been hanging out with Him because you acting like Him. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why not look like Him and act like Him? Why not be lit up on you? Glory to God. How many believe?
Yes.
How many believe?
Yes.
How many believe?
No.
Jesus told Mary and Martha, He said, Did not I say if you would only believe, you shall see the glory?
Yes.
Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, there was times in the Old Testament, like when, who was that, Solomon. Solomon prayed, and the Bible says that the glory of God fell. Come on, filled the temple. They couldn't even enter the temple. My God. Because of His glory. See, there are sometimes in the Bible, when you look and you see God, God like to throw His weight around. One of the meanings of the word glory is weight. Come on, God loves to throw His weight around. You need to ask Pharaoh. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. You need to ask Pharaoh. God begin to throw His weight around. Come on, my God. Okay. Make one more place. How many remember when they were dividing the garments of Jesus? I believe it's in Mark chapter 9. They were dividing His garments. And I meant to say this a little bit earlier. At the foot of the cross. But what did I tell you before? I said Jesus at the Last Supper, He just showed us a picture of what He did for us when He took off His glory. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So Him taking off the garment was a picture of Him taking off His glory. And then He picked up a rag and girded Himself with the rag. The rag was nowhere in comparison to the robe. As a matter of fact, this robe was so nice. They were casting lots. They were gambling for it. They were willing to pay the cost for it.
Jesus.
they were willing to pay a cost
for
a garment that was upon him, which was a picture of the glory. I don't know if y'all get this. Because salvation is free. But the glory will cost you. It'll cost you spending time before I feel the weight of your anointing. Let's come down in this place. It'll cost you spending time with God. It'll cost you praying. Come on. Turning off the television and spending time basking in his presence. Come on. There's a price for the glory. Oh, glory to God. It's a good word or what?
Yes.
You're willing to pay that price. Everybody's not willing. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Everybody's not willing to pay that price. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. How y'all doing? God bless you. Everybody's not willing to pay the price. Oh, glory. Once in a while, something ought to stir you to say, God, show me more of your glory. Show me your glory. The Bible says that God literally told him to go stand up on a mountain. Then God took him and put him in the cleft of a rock. Okay, all right. I'm going to say that again. He put him in the cleft of a rock. God said, I can't show you all of this. I got to protect you. Can I tell you something? It's a picture of Jesus. Okay, all right. I'm going to say that again. How many's hid in Jesus? How many's in the Lord? Verse of scripture down. It's a picture of being hid in Christ, because God is like, I can't even show you some things unless I show it to you through Christ. You will die. Can I tell you something? The glory had sustained Moses, so that God had to call Moses up to a mountain and tell him to die. His eyesight had dwindled. His strength had dwindled. Come on. He was hanging out in the glory. Look at this. So God had to tell him to die. And then he turns around and shows back up in the book of Matthew. Come on. Spend much time basking in God's glory. Here we are, the glory. Or to see more of God's glory. Somebody say, Lord, show me your glory. The Bible says we go from glory to glory, from glory, from faith to faith, and from glory to glory. Where you suck at? Glory to God. Where are you stuck at? Are you asking to see more of God's glory? Now, sometimes people may call me up and say, pray for me, or send me a text and say, pray for me, and I just say, God, show me your glory. It's his goodness. When God begins to talk about his glory, he's like, it's my goodness, it's my this and that, but it's his goodness. God wants to show you his goodness. Feel the anointing. Can you believe God to heal your body and make you whole without somebody laying hands on you? You know, when you, what was that, stage 4, they said mother had stage 4 cancer. Oh, glory to God. She had it. She had it. It's gone now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you should come back and say before cancer. I'm not going to remember earlier. Earlier in the year, when I was telling you all, I said some places you're gonna have to be in a place because it may determine whether you live or die.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's gonna be this October. The month of October on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use